The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in the bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening as sunset, they brought to him all who were sick and possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and went there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to a neighboring town, so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in the synagogues and casting out demons. The gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated to welcome the children to come forward. Good morning. Who knows what this is? What's this? A football? Do you know what a football is? You want to hold my football for me? So today is the Super Bowl. Sort of a big event in our country. Most people prepare for big parties around it. It's an opportunity for gathering around a game with two teams where most of the nation really doesn't have a dog in the fight for this game. But it's an opportunity for people to fellowship and to be together. Well, we are sort of celebrating a different Super Bowl today. So, do you know what this is?
What?
It's a pot. It's a really big one. I bet you're brother could sit in this, it's so big.
Not for long.
Yeah, he'd be up and running around really quickly.
Maybe I can sit.
You probably could too. And so what we're doing with these pots is there's this Super Bowl of caring that we do. And so for us, fellowship really matters. It matters a lot. And one way that we fellowship together is we talk about food, because mealtime is a way for us to connect. And so what we're doing is we're taking these pots, the students, and we're collecting money and we're collecting food to help care for others. Because food really matters. And fellowship really matters. And so think about the football. Don't put that in your mouth. It's been on a shelf for a long time. I probably made a mistake handing it to him, but it's okay. But think about this pot and what it represents. Because it just doesn't represent food, but it also represents fellowship and bringing us together. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace. I'm sure I'll tell Thurman the next time I talk to him that you were chewing on his football. Yay! Yeah, the football was signed by Thurman Thomas, if anybody knows who he is, a really famous Hall of Fame running back and friend who I get to talk to occasionally. So I grabbed that one right off the shelf. Before I actually start, something I want to do, and it's interesting, sort of mixes with the Corinthian text, this commission. The one question that's come up since we talked about the stuff last week was whether or not I was leaving. And the absolute answer to that is no. In no way, shape, or form do I feel called away from the ministry that I am doing here. And with the support of the bishop, which is, you know, really important, I feel supported between the bishop and the community here to continue the ministry that I do here. And so thank you for that. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Do you not know? Have you not heard? I mean, come on, do you not know? Have you not heard? These are the words that echoed to a people who have been cast into exile, their kingdom destroyed, everything they knew crumbled around them. They were taken in chains and dragged out of their homeland into Babylon. And these words by the prophet are being written to them. Do you not know? Have you not heard? They get to hear these words as, it is God who sits above the circle of the earth. To whom then will you compare me? Or who is equal, says the Holy One. He gives power to the faint and strength to the powerless. That even youth faint and get weary. But your God does not. These words are heard by people taken into exile, and they are heard as words of comfort, words of hope, words for people who can't see that. Words for people who are wondering, where is this God? Words that keep them going. So Jesus has begun his ministry, and he gets to the house of Simon, and Simon's mother-in-law is ill. Simon quickly takes Jesus to his mother-in-law and says, "My mother is ill, please, Lord." Jesus leans over and takes her by the hand, lifts her up. All of these things matter in the text. Lifts her up. And with Christ lifting her up, she feels well and begins to serve. Upon this, they begin to bring to him everyone in the city suffering from all ailments and even demons. Jesus begins to cure all of these sicknesses, all of these ailments, and begins to cast out all of these demons that are inside of these people, giving them hope, giving them comfort. Do you not know? Have you not heard? I mean, come on, do you not know? Have you not heard? As many of you may know, I'm a bit of a geek when it comes to comic books. I've talked before about how I learned how to read, really, in comic books, because it was the thing that helped me with my dyslexia sort of fight through that. And I had a teacher who said, "You really like comics, maybe you should read comics." And so I've become quite the comic nerd. The thing is, and so just being a big comic nerd, the movie Black Panther that comes out in the middle of February would be enough in and of itself for me to be excited about it. But there's something else wrapped into it. I mean, even Marvel knew that it was important to put out a movie like that in the middle of Black History Month. Marvel knew that they could draw on the need of this perspective that black people could be heroes, that black people could have thriving communities, could have communities that use their resources to help others. I mean, even Marvel in all their driving could see that. But there's a lot of that actually hidden in Marvel comics. You should read them. They're great. But it's this word of hope. Yeah, see? There's this word of hope. This word of comfort that actually casts out demons. That's a scary word for us in our culture. Because we don't know what to do with that. We think too much up here. But doing this actually casts out demons of separation. It casts out those demons that divide us. And so I'm really excited about this movie coming out. But do you not know? Have you not heard? I mean, have you not heard of the one that sets us free? You know, the one that sets us free from those things that oppress us in our life. I mean, I always like to point out that I'm like, I'm this good Lutheran boy. Like, I know how this works. Like, Jesus dies on the cross and he saves us once and for all. And that our life in Christ is something different than just our salvation. But it's this freedom from these things that oppress us. It's this freedom from these demons that keep us in fear, that make us feel powerless, that make us cower away when we should be strong and live into these gifts that we were given. I mean, have you not heard about the one who lives and dies and raises from the dead for you? And the power that that brings? The one who washes you clean in the waters of the baptism in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I mean, have you not heard of the one who feeds us fully at the table, this foretaste of the feast to come? This hope and this comfort that we receive from this one, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who makes us whole, who gives us this hope and this comfort. Do you not know? Have you not heard that your oppression has been cast aside? That your sickness can be laid at his throne? And that your demons can be cast out? Now I'm as real as it gets. I know what sickness can do to people. I know that cancer kills. I know that drug addiction can separate families, and it does. I know what happens with these things. But I also know that there's a freedom to being able to cast your worries in those things at the foot of the throne of our Lord. It doesn't remove them from our life, but it gives us freedom to live in it. It gives us hope to live in it. Comfort to live in the midst of this brokenness that will affect us all. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, do you not know? Have you not heard that the one from the beginning, the Word made flesh, is active in your life? And he has come to reach his hand out. But it doesn't say anything about Mary reaching out to him. It says everything about Simon's mother-in-law being lifted up by Christ. So live into this reality, my brothers and sisters, that Christ comes into your life and will lift you up, will give you hope and comfort as you face those things that oppress you, as you face those demons that can break you. And I say, I do know, and I have heard of this one who casts out demons and heals the sick, who gives us hope and who gives us comfort. Glory be to God. Amen.